Now, my music guest this morning and I have quite a bit in common. She was born in Cape Town, not that I was born in Cape Town, but she was born here to an entrepreneurial mum and an activist dad. Dad lives in Joburg, like my dad. She spent a lot of time in London, like I did, finished her education there, and then has kind of been doing a here and there and everywhere. So I relate an awful lot. Michaela Fay has got a gig coming up at Harrington's this coming Thursday. Where do people get tickets for this gig, by the way?
Because people are going to want to know. It is absolutely free. You can come check it out for free. You don't have to. You can book a table.
Do that, guys. It's a really great date night.
Lovely.
I have to just say, really nice food at Harrington's, really nice venue, and now you've got some music.
Yes.
So there we go. Harrington's this coming Thursday, the 18th. What time are you going to be on?
8 p.m.
Okay. 8 all right. PM. 8 p.m. There you go. Date night. Anyone? You've got to tell us the story. Hello, by the way.
Hi, SJ.
You're tired because you've been flying and here
I'm
and
happy
here you
to
are.
Be home more than anything.
Okay.
I'm happy to be on home soil.
Yeah.
So that means a lot.
Just explain to us how it is, because I very rarely meet people that have kind of done though here and then I'm there and then I'm there and it's all a bit. How did you end up in the UK, first of all?
Well, I moved at quite a young age.
Okay.
15, 16.
Okay.
From Cape Town. So
that's a difficult age to be moving.
It is a bit tricky. It's tricky, but you know a lot about yourself. You know a little bit more about yourself at 15, 16, as opposed to like young.
Okay.
You know.
How we, and then you, did you finish high school
in London?
How was that?
It was tricky.
Did people get, like, how do you,
I got bullied.
How do you identify racially? There is a relevance to this question. How do you, oh, nice trousers. How do you identify racially?
I identify as a black woman.
Okay.
Because there is no other bracket for myself in the UK.
So right. This is what I'm asking you. Say.
Yeah. So there's black, there's white, there's Afro-Caribbean, there is, you know, black British,
right,
or anything like that. And so there is no other racial box, which, you know, is a bit like, It you know, I'm black.
So
I
what did people
black
make
woman.
Of you, like, when you went
home? Sometimes confusion.
Very confused.
I mean, a lot of people, even in London, they think I'm East African.
I can see why.
Yeah, I mean, my dad is South African Indian.
Yeah.
And my mom is Namibian South African.
Okay.
And so I'm a mixed masala, essentially.
Okay. And so you finish high school and then you decide that you're going to stay, you're going to go. And what were the factors keeping you there or pulling you back?
I think I'd obviously, like, I finished high school there. And the next step is college, which is your A-levels.
Yeah.
And so I kind of had to finish it.
Right.
And I had to, I took a year out of my studies during university, came back home.
Yeah.
This is home. Mm. But I'm a transdisciplinary.
Right.
That's what I call myself.
Right.
So I sing, but I do other creative things as well.
Yeah.
But even university, I made that conscious choice to actually study painting as opposed to studying music because I didn't want to fall out of love with music.
Got it.
I didn't want to jeopardize falling out of love because that's my first passion.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get that. Where did the music bug hit? Or maybe I should rephrase. What was the music that was around you when you were growing up? And what were the musical influences that you were listening to at the time from mom, dad, whoever?
So I came from a very strict jazz and blues household.
Okay.
My dad and my granddad were very instrumental in making sure that that's all I listened to.
Really?
And so, I mean, my dad is from Durban, from PMB.
Yeah.
And during the struggle, Mary Makeba used to come to my grandparents' house and she used to rehearse there.
Wow.
And so all of that, my granddad used to play the organ in the church.
Okay.
And my dad's family is very musical.
Yeah.
So I think that sort of, I was bought a mic at a very young age.
Okay.
you know, I would sing with an afro and no teeth. And I don't know where those videos are.
That is an album cover in and of itself. That's
I don't know where those videos are floating, but somewhere in storage.
I love that. And then as you got older, and I always love to ask this question because I'm fascinated by when artists start discovering their own tastes, because we can all be influenced by, as you say, your uncle and your dad made sure this is what she's going to listen to. But then when you start having a little bit more agency around what you want to listen to, what were you drawn to? Who were some of the artists that you discovered of your own volition?
So my stepdad, an amazing guy, bought me my first.
What a nice thing to say.
You know, he's a good guy.
That's a really special thing to say.
And when I'd first met him, he bought me a Badooism album, and it was a CD. I was like, I love Erykah Badu.
I literally put that album on Spotify the other day and was taken back to being 17 years old living in
a
London.
A whole vibe. From Apple Tree, you know. And then when I moved to London, in 2015.
Okay.
And then later on, I discovered that Amy Winehouse was my neighbor.
Camden, you were a Camden girl.
And I never disturbed her, even though I used to bump her music like
a maniac.
Frank.
The first album, I know people talk about the Back to Black album a lot. But the first album, Frank,
is an album. It's one of my favorite albums.
She was so young.
And so honest.
Now I've got your vibe.
She was so honest.
That she blew me away. So when Amy Winehouse came out, I was in like my first year of university. So what is that? 2021, something like that. And there used to be a station on in the UK. It's not on. It died amongst the kind of other stations that got lost to various things. But it was called Jazz FM. And I remember them saying, "Oh, there's this." And the song.
Oh, I know Jazz FM.
It's online now.
Hey, Jazz FM.
Hey, Jazz FM.
I've submitted my music so many times, Jazz FM.
When I first became a journalist, you know how badly I wanted to read news for Jazz FM, and I would send them like a little demo of me reading the news in a CV. Never managed.
I don't know how many emails I've sent them. I'm like, "Hey, Jazz FM, I've just released this. Hey, Jazz FM, I've even followed you on Instagram, Jazz FM."
That's so funny. What does a gal need to do to get on Jazz FM?
What does a gal need to do? Independent to the bone.
Right. So I remember them saying, and here is Amy Winehouse in the box. And I was like, who is this Amy Winehouse? And then I saw her performing, doing something or other, and playing. And I was like, she is amazing. And then she became Amy Winehouse. Okay, so that was where you started leaning.
It's like I'm heavily influenced by her influences, first of all.
Right. So
Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald,
got you.
Louis Armstrong, Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
That's my grounding.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse, bless her soul. If she was alive, I would love to do music. If she was alive, I would have loved to do music with her.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then Sade's, Sade, you have to.
Sade, who never ages.
Never ages. Or ages so gracefully.
She does age. She's not inhuman. She does age, but she ages gracefully. Her music doesn't age, though.
It doesn't.
I mean, that
timeless,
is
timeless. I've got this song called Remember, and it's got that Sade.
It's such a vibe.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
I love her.
You mentioned that you have other creative pursuits on top of the music, which are art, obviously. And what else?
It's painting. It's also fashion.
Okay.
So I fund my music career myself.
Okay.
And I think there's so much, it's hard, but there's almost so much joy that comes from it. So I've just funded my whole tour of working. Every single day.
I imagine, as you say, that is probably both rewarding and exhausting.
It is, but I wouldn't trade my independence as an artist for much.
Okay.
At a young age, I was about 20 or 21, I was almost signed by a big record label.
Okay.
And I didn't. I went back to the UK to finish my studies. And so that, you know, it in retrospect, at the time, I wanted to, but I was advised to go and finish what I started.
Any regrets?
I don't, because I wasn't writing my own music.
Okay.
I wasn't making my own music, and they wanted to mold me into what was then a Janet Jackson and in between a Solange when she had her afro out.
Okay.
So I would have been a sex symbol, you know.
Speaking of which, Tyler,
yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think she is doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her own lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impartial. That's all I will say.
Are you impartial?
That's all I will say.
From a young woman artist in the industry,
mm-hmm.
do you? How am I going to frame this question? What do you think is her likelihood of longevity in the industry? Am I allowed to ask that question? It's a bit unfair, maybe.
So I kind of think music and this industry, which is a hard place to be as a female, it is extremely hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's about evolution and how you're going to evolve.
Yeah.
And she started off very strong, you know?
Yeah.
You just body banging, you know, wearing all of these things. And also, you know, in your own lane of African music,
yeah,
which she is representing quite strong.
I've listened to the album. I like it.
But I just feel as an evolving as an artist, what is your next step going to be? You know? Also, are you dynamic in your sound? You know,
yeah.
What are you going to do after
this album?
What are
you going to do next? You're as good as your last album type thing.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see what is the development as an artist. You know, how are you going to evolve through the times? Because essentially, like, Bob Marley didn't get a Grammy, but he made music his whole life.
Yep.
And so I don't aspire to get a Grammy.
Yeah.
It's not on my to-do list, but I will tell you that I'll do music for the rest of my life.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I think the evolution is going to be interesting. Presumably, she wants to have longevity in the industry. Who knows? I don't know. Michaela Faye is in studio with us, and she's got a gig coming up this coming Thursday, the 18th, at Harrington. She's going to be on stage at 8 o'clock, but why not book yourself a table, have a bit of a dinner, and then have some musical entertainment. We're going to hear the track, your latest, which is Get It Right.
It is the latest on my debut album, which
Hello.
I released in February, seven tracks, which has taken me 2 to 3 years because I've executively produced it and I've written the music while co-writing with some amazing people.
Who have you been writing with?
Koi Lerato.
Okay.
He's a cool guy. But this is music dating back to like 2 years ago. So I just didn't release it. I was waiting for the right time to release it.
Okay.
And so I like to co-write intimately with two people max.
Okay.
Just to get out of my head a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So co-wrote with him, executively produced with some amazing producers and engineers, namely J1 the God.
Mm.
Absolutely talented, so focused, and just an amazing engineer and producer. So some really, really cool people. And voila.
The February. Album is called?
It's called Traveling Heart.
The album is called Traveling Heart. It's available now.
On Spotify and Apple. All digital streaming platforms.
Download it.
And I'll be performing some of those tracks.
Let's take a listen to Get It Right. Michaela Faye in studio with us.
Passion to see where we go, we in control.
If you're wondering who that is, it's Michaela Faye. She's in the studio with us this morning ahead of her gig at Harrington's on Harrington Street in the CBD on Thursday. For other gigs and other information about you, where can people find you on social media, please?
They can find me at Michaela Faye on Instagram, MikaelaFay.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I am thrilled. I'm going to try and come down and see you on Thursday. Folks, please don't miss this. We don't know how long Michaela's here for. She might be back in London next week, so we need to make sure. If you can't make it on Thursday, you can still listen to some fantastic music. The album Travelling Heart is out. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple.
It's on all the digital streaming platforms.